Storytel presents Under Suspicion by Margit Sandemore, Part 8 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day, a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. The executioner's assistant had many names. The executioner's smith, the executioner's boy, the horse skinner, and the night man. No matter what he was called, he was despised by everybody. The executioner himself was at least the object of a certain respect mixed with horror, which was certainly not the case with his assistant, who was the lowest of the low. He was usually recruited from the vast crowd of condemned criminals, which was why he often didn't have a tongue or ears, but hands and feet he had, because these he would need in his job. He was forced to lead a shady existence and would only venture out at night, otherwise people would throw stones and spit at him. That was probably why he was called the Night Man. The executioner's assistant in the parish of Grostinsholm was much the same, but this man had been allowed to keep his tongue and ears. It was a choice many of the criminals faced instead of sentencing. Become the executioner's assistant and keep your tongue and ears. He was a stooped, worn-out, grumpy man who stumbled around his hut at the edge of the forest, letting his daughter, Hilde, be the target of his resentment. At some stage during his youth, Joel Nightman had been married. He became a criminal, but when he came face to face with the law, he became horrified and begged that he be spared his punishment. He had to wait in jail until the dubious office of executioner's assistant became vacant. When he was released after spending a year behind bars, he discovered that his wife had died. His bitterness had just become even greater over the years and turned into an ugly hatred which was directed at his daughter. Sometimes you would see Hilde, now a young woman, scuttling between the hut and the outhouse by the edge of the forest, or when she returned home with freshly picked berries from the forest. However, she would never go near other people, and the handful of drinking companions that had previously frequented the nightman's house had never seen her. Nobody dropped by anymore because they were fed up with listening to Joel's bilious remarks. His employers were the only ones who would visit occasionally, and Hilde would hide from them. It was now a cold and dismal spring day in 1654. Andreas Lind of the Ice People had been ploughing a small patch of soil by the forest above the other fields that belonged to his farm. He had been interested in the small meadow for quite some years and thought that it could be turned into good arable land. There didn't seem to be many stones and the underwood would be easy to clear. Finally, he had got started on converting it. Andreas was now 27 and he was still a bachelor. He hadn't come that far. He had certainly looked at the girls in town, but none of them had set his heart ablaze. He much preferred to walk behind his horse, as he did now, with his hands on the plough, watching the good black topsoil turn under his gaze. This would be a fine piece of land. He decided it would probably be better.